bring freedom to the captives. He has come to restore the brokenhearted, son to proclaim the year of the Lord.
Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It is a great day for us to be together as we continue our season of Advent. Oh my gosh, more babies. Today is such an exciting day in that we get to welcome into God's family and into our congregational family young Ronald John Cook, RJ, right? But there's lots of other little ones with us today, and that's just always makes me happy. Congratulations, Wes. All right. And you too, Michelle, way there in the back. Right? It's just an amazing day as we continue this season of Advent, this season where we prepare ourselves and celebrate all of the ways in which Jesus comes into our lives. And so it is good for us to be together. I ask that you would keep RJ and his parents and his family in your prayers. And the only other announcement that I have is that I'm looking for a little bit of help for Sunday, December 29. I believe that I will be driving back from Illinois that day. And so we have a service all set up. We just need a reader and a worship leader. So if that's something that is interesting to you, please come and see me. And if you want, we could use, you know, you could use more readers, but I need at least a reader and a worship leader for Sunday, December 29th. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope you have a chance to read through them and discover all of the ways that you can be part of the ministry that goes on around us. But we've gathered this morning to be in worship. So let us continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song. For unto us a child is born, open the eyes of my heart. Let us rise and sing together.
See him.
I am lifted up
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, give to all the people of the world knowledge of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. The first lesson is from Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. He will set as a refiner and purify silver. And he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them, like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judea and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in days of old, as in the former years. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke in the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judah, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God, the gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated, but I would love to have any children to come forward. Morning. Good morning. He's going to shy today. We started talking about this last week. This is an Advent wreath, all right? It's kind of like the wreaths we have hanging around in that it's a circle. But this one is different. This one helps us prepare for Christmas, all right? There are four Sundays before Christmas, and we have four candles. We've lit one, so that means that right now we're on our second Sunday. We're halfway to Christmas. That's exciting. But you know, there are some people in the world around us where things aren't very exciting where they are. Ukraine, Gaza, Syria. There's war happening. There's violence happening. And what they need is peace. This Sunday in Advent, we pray for peace. Peace in lands like Ukraine. Peace in troubled hearts. Peace for all of us. Because we all need just a little bit of peace. And we know that Jesus comes as Prince of Peace. All right. He comes to calm our troubled hearts. He comes to give us wisdom so we may stop the wars. We come together in love, following our Prince of Peace. And so I won't make you do it 2 weeks in a row. All right. And you wouldn't want me to. So this week, I'm going to light this second candle in honor of our Prince of Peace. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming as a Prince of Peace. Calm troubled hearts. Bring justice and safety to troubled places. And may today, Lord, all your people rest in peace. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. Thanks for coming, everybody. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've been here when I've done a baptism before, you know that right now I have a letter written to young RJ. Now, I wrote it to him specifically, but all of us as Christians can hear it and understand that it touches our lives just as much and just as well. Dear sweet RJ, today is an incredible day for you, for your parents, and for all of us as well. Today is the day you will be baptized. Today you will participate in this great, mysterious gift where God will name you, claim you as his beloved child, wash away your sin. Today you will die with Christ our Lord in this water. Today you will rise again with Christ to a new life, a blessed life, a called life. Today is also the second Sunday in Advent, the second Sunday in our season to remember and to celebrate all of the ways that Jesus comes into our lives. On this Sunday from the Gospel, we hear again Luke's introduction to John the Baptist and his ministry. And in this introduction, Luke shows us that John has come to point us to what might be with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Luke begins this morning's reading with a litany of rulers in the time of Jesus' coming. From emperors to governors, kings and tetrarchs to high priests, these are the people in charge. They are the ones who represent the way things are, and they're in charge of making all the important decisions. Then we meet John the Baptist, not a ruler or a leader, not a priest, or really anything. John comes to proclaim a repentance and to speak of what might be. With the coming of the Lord, salvation is coming. With the arrival of the Messiah, we all have hope. RJ, that is what we are here to celebrate for you. In this water, Jesus, your Savior, comes to you. He loves you, cares for you, names you as a brother, forgives you your sin, and gives you new life. This is how Jesus will come into your life today, and it is what John the Baptist was pointing to all those years ago. RJ, when you come out of this water, you will be a child of God. You will be a brother to Jesus and to all of us. And like us, you will be a messenger preparing the way of Jesus as you bring light and life and love with you. Like Malachi speaks of today, this is your time in the refiner's fire, your time to be washed clean by the fuller's soap. That is the presence of Jesus. Today, we anticipate your coming through this washing and becoming our brother and joining with us in following Jesus and sharing God's love. I know this is a lot to expect from someone as small as you, but you won't always be small. The amazing work that Jesus begins with you today, Jesus will bring it to completion. We will stand beside you, helping, teaching, caring for you, caring about you, looking forward to moments when together we can bring the kingdom of God into the lives of those around us. In Advent, we remember that Jesus came as a child, just like you, with happiness and joy, changing the lives of parents and all those around. We also anticipate Jesus' promised return in glory. But today, though, today we celebrate that Jesus comes here today to be with you. In these waters, our Savior and Lord comes to you in the power of the Holy Spirit. RJ, may your life be truly changed, and may the peace, the joy, the love of Jesus fill you and stay with you all the days of your life. Welcome to the family. Amen. And now, as I put away the music stand, I invite RJ, his family, his parents, his sponsors, to please come forward. I'm really happy I don't have big hair. You know, with all of those candles behind me, that could be unsettling. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of holy baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to a new life in Jesus Christ. We are united with all the baptized in the one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit and joined in God's mission for the life of the world. Do you present Ronald John to receive the sacrament of holy baptism? If so, say we do. As you bring this child to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with Ronald among God's faithful people, to bring him to the Word of God and the Holy Supper, teach him the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, place in his hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture him in faith and prayer, so that Ronald may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Ronald grow in Christian faith and life? If so, say, I do. People of God, do you promise to support Ronald John and pray for him in his new life in Christ? If so, say, we do. The congregation, please rise. I now ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? If so, say, I do. And now the congregation, I invite you to join with the parents and the sponsors in responding to these very important questions for young RJ. Do you believe in God the Father,
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We pray. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, your beloved Son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom, cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that he who is here baptized may be given new life. Write him into your story of salvation and wash away the sin of Ronald John and all those who are cleansed by baptismal water. And bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Here's the moment. This will be a rude awakening. Ronald John, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
What a champion.
He did make a few noises, all right? So,
yeah.
But just a couple. The Lord be with you. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin, and for raising them up to new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Ronald John, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Amen. Ronald John, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked across Christ forever. All right. We light this candle to remember what Jesus said to his disciples when he said, I ask you to hold that. When he said, let your light so shine before others so they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. We light this candle for RJ so that his light may now shine bright with the light of Christ. And now we pray for the parents, because if there's anybody on the planet that needs prayers, it's parents. Oh God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon Jacob and Hannah, the father and mother of this child. Let them ever rejoice in the gifts that you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for Ronald John. Strengthen them in their own baptism so they may share eternally with their child the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now will you please rise once again and help me welcome RJ into God's family. Through baptism, God has made this new brother a member of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as a fellow member of the body of Christ, child of the same heavenly Father, and worker with us in the kingdom of God. One last thing, going to meet him for a minute. I show him off to his newsters and brothers. I introduce to you all the newest member of our family and God's family, Ronald John Cook. You can go ahead and applaud. That's yours. It's adorable. It's absolutely adorable. All right, now, a couple of goodies. Baptismal certificate, copy of the letter. This is for Kate. This, then, is for Olivia.
And now, we pray.
As we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for all people and places that long for God's presence. Refining God, move through your church. Root out practices that harm your people and kindle a fire for sharing the gospel among bishops, pastors, deacons, and all the baptized. Lord, in your mercy, renewing God, transform your creation. Steer us from habits that harm what you have made and guide us in practices that preserve and restore creatures and habitats. Lord, in your mercy, ruling God, teach the nations your ways. Strengthen organizations and communities that broker peace and care for refugees, immigrants, and all caught in the center of conflict. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury, with accident and disease, are in recovery or grieving. But we also pray for these known to us who need your presence and your power. We pray for Bob, Sharon, Elaine, Doris, Sharon, Thomas and Gretchen, Judith, Norm, Nick, Rhonda, Judy, Shirley, Jonathan, Cindy, Nathan, Emily, Kristen, Jody, Richard, Luke, Anthony, Betty, and Donna. Lord, in your mercy, reforming God, fill this congregation with your presence. Enrich our seasonal preparations and bless the efforts by worship committees, music ensembles, staff, clergy, and lay leaders as they work these weeks ahead. Lord, in your mercy, stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Come to all your baptized sons and daughters. Come especially to Ronald John Cook Baptized Day. Fill all our lives with purpose and peace. And as we work to show your love in our actions, may your Spirit's presence bless us and turn all our efforts into gracious gifts from you. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Reassuring God, we remember those who have died and rest in you. Guide us in deep gratitude for their life and allow us to learn from their faithful witness. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Savior of the nations, come and receive these prayers and the pleas of our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated as we gather our gifts.
Held up in chains, the river was free. When I was covered in stains, the river was clean. When I was losing my way, the river found me. And I can see the river. I can feel the river. Letting go of everything.
life is in the river, and I'll be here forever, letting go of all that I hold on to. Can you see the river? We're standing in the river, letting go of everything, everything.
Please rise and let us pray. Creator God, you made the whole world, even the farthest stars, and you draw near to feed us. We praise you for these gifts of bread and wine. Strengthen us with this food that we may live in expectation for the advent of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High God, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you. And in the power of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace. You may be seated.
My heart, let me
ready to do your will. Ready to do your will.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, generous God, we thank you for the gift of life, for the bread of salvation. We thank you for coming among us, for leading us into peace. We thank you for showering us with mercy, for sending us into the world. Come, Lord Jesus, and go with us as we feed the hungry in your name. Amen. Be people of peace. Let peace live in your heart and share the peace of Christ with all you meet. Share peace by acting out of compassion and not fear. Share peace by listening to all sides of the story. Share peace by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share peace. As you go out into the wonder of God's creation, share peace and hope with all those you meet. And may the God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit go with you. Amen. I hope that your week is filled with blessings. As you go into the world with hope.
God's mission.
Our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
I believe you gave sight to the blind. I believe that the dead came to life. I believe there are wonders and signs. You're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars on your hands. That your goodness is good without end. You'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. God of creation, knows me by name. The Lord is faithful. Yesterday, now, and always, always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all generations bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always, always.
I believe you will come in the clouds. I believe you are here even now. In your presence I know there is power, power to save. Oh, I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always. Mighty, age after age, and all generations bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always, always. You always will be God. Your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me.